live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Everybody, it's Friday night. We got the weekend finally upon us. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. It's the 14th of September, and you're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's almost also being simulcast as well on the TruthNet Radio Network, and so glad that you are with us tonight for the show. And we've got a good guest for you tonight here in the first hour, Ethan Allen. He's one of these young guns that has done so much research, and this guy, I don't think he's 30 yet, that has so much information. He co-hosts a show with me every afternoon on the TruthNet Radio Network. And, man, the guy is full of information. We're going to talk about a bunch of things here in the first hour, dealing with the Constitution, Bill of Rights, that type of stuff. I know he's had his Citizens Rule Book out, as have I. It's sitting handy to the right of me here. And we'll do that. The second hour will be open lines, and we'll go into a number of things that are going on around our nation and our world. Plus your calls. Our number tonight for call-ins is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. And feel more than free to make use of that number to give us a call. And I took last night off and needed the break, and glad to be here tonight. We had a much interesting day yesterday. Involving an 11-year-old boy of ours and two police officers and $60. That's where we'll leave it. and mom's purse. So that's where we will leave it. And
a school cell phone.
And a school cell phone, which we're okay. All right. So, but needless to say, that's where that ended up. And he is very, very contrite as of now. And yeah, and so that's why we needed the night off. It was Major Max around here. I'd have to go up to the school. We've adopted four kids, and all of them have varying degrees of learning disabilities and other things that that go along with the problems that they have, and so you have these things, you know, creep up. And we're very well known at the school. Every office staff at every school our children have attended know us well. And actually, our child is, our 11-year-old set a record, for us where we were actually at the school within the first 2 months. We've usually had managed to get by on the first 2 months without having to show at school. But at least this one wasn't a fight where, our mentally retarded daughter was basically in a food fight, rolling over the tables and cleaning a table out. As she was cleaning the clock of a girl who had made fun of a friend of hers. So we haven't had that problem from our 11-year-old, but that's
who's also
special needs. So it's always part and parcel of something always going on here at the Chambers compound. So it was a mental, the New World Order had to take a break yesterday. Today everything was affected by an 11-year-old who just brought everything to a screeching halt, and he is on heavy duty work this weekend, and is after the lawn right now. Was after the lawn earlier today, and will be finishing said lawn tomorrow, as he's on his 2 weeks of major making up to mom after the incident with the $60 coming out of. I mean, look, you know, he was clever and he had his story down, but it didn't last long. But we'll come back. Ethan Allen around the corner. We're going to get after it here, right here on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you know, welcome to the program now. One of the most intelligent individuals I know, and that's either saying that's either a real compliment for him, or it's saying I don't know many people. But we'll take it as a compliment for my guest tonight, Ethan Allen. Ethan, how are you doing?
Hot. I was lukewarm earlier. I think I'm getting kind of hot now. So
yeah, it's good to have you on the show tonight. I've been looking forward to doing this show because Ethan co-hosts a part of my show with me most every day during the afternoon, and we can usually get the barn burning, and as we talk about a lot of things, and a lot of it, you know, Ethan is, we hear all the time, you know, from people that, you know, just out and about, you know, how they talk about how they're, you know, they know that the government is corrupt, but at least they let us keep some of our rights like free speech, and things like that, when in fact, it's not the government who gives us our rights. They're ours to begin with. And the documents of the founding of our country are restrictions on what the government can do. It's not what the power the government has. It's restrictions on what they cannot do. And that's a total 180 degree opposite view of what most people in America think of the Constitution.
Yeah, and in a lot of the research that I've done, right now I'm kind of deep in studying the anti-federalist papers, and I would have to say that if the Continental Congress were held now, I would be an anti-federalist. the anti-federalists basically railed against the Constitution, not because of the rights that it secured for man, but because of the few limitations that it put on government. And a lot of people do have a kind of there is a misnomer about the Constitution, in that people say that we need to go by the rule of law. But the fact is that when our founding fathers created the founding documents for our government, many people were opposed to the ratifying of the Constitution. And although ultimately some good came out of that, because we got the Bill of Rights, which was a compromise by the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists in the Second Continental Congress. And the Bill of Rights was something that at least did specify what they assumed were, you know, and believed to be God-given rights that were unalienable, which could not be taken away by any instrument of man.
Right.
So there's a lot of misconceptions about the Constitution, but I'm pretty relatively new to the anti-federalist comments and arguments. So that's basically a lot of the research that I've been doing. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got both the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers bookmarked, and I've gotten, you know, I get through a few of them, and then it's kind of like, They wrote so much differently than the way we speak that you really have to be in a frame of mind to actually cogitate what they're saying, because you can sit and just read the words, and if you read the words thinking like a 21st century American, you don't get it. And so you have to think like an 18th or early 19th century American to understand exactly what they're thinking about, as far as the language is concerned.
It's kind of Shakespearean in a way. It's like, It's in English, and you can get through it, but it takes a little bit more gray matter in deciphering of the terminology they used.
Yeah, it's like reading Mark Twain's Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. I mean, where you end up having to go back and read line after line after line again, just to make sure that you know what you're reading. I know I had that experience with Common Sense from Thomas Paine. You know, where you're going back and forth, going back and rereading something to make sure that you totally understand exactly what it has to say. But I do find it interesting, Ethan, that people think that it's the government who gives us our rights, and that they don't understand that the power of the government is given by the people and only by the people.
Yeah, all governments derive their power from the consent of the people.
Right.
And that's not just our government, all governments. And what's a shame is that our government has managed to use the media and different forms of propaganda to convince us that we have given them consent. When everybody you talk to out on the street, from, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, from the rich to the poor to the black to the white, are thoroughly cynical, jaded, and really fed up with their government.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that these think tanks, and, you know, we've discussed this before on the TNR show, the different think tanks and behind the scenes policy groups that form public policy for us using non-governmental organizations, NGOs, are actually doing it without the consent, approval, or even knowledge of the people, from the people.
Right.
And that's a lot of the stuff that I've been reading about from our founding fathers' quotes, man, one of the biggest things they were about was transparency in government.
Exactly.
Which was, everything that government does has to be done through the purview of the public's knowledge. It has to be done with their consent and their knowledge. And if you don't do it that way, then tyranny will ultimately always come out of that.
Well, in the case of this government and this country, we've seen that. I mean, let's just look at the last 6 years, or the last 7 years in the case of the Bush administration. They've been secretive about almost everything that they do. And just look at the pieces of legislation that have been passed and what's been done to basically rights and freedoms that we give them the power, but yet they're steadily taking away rights and freedoms and trying to usurp our giving of the power and claiming the power for themselves.
Now, and you said you've read Common Sense, correct?
Yes, bits and pieces of it. Yeah.
Now the public accusations that Thomas Paine makes against the British government in Common Sense, it's almost word for word exactly everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every line, every accusation that was made against the British government in the mid 1770s could be made into the American government here in early 2000.
Certainly.
I mean, here's just a couple. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of the public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness of his invasions on the rights of the people. Then it just goes on and on and on.
Right. Yeah, so, just one, you know, it's just like we're reading what then is happening today. I mean, look, we have taxation without representation, where they put more fees on us and they don't ask. There's no, I mean, look, just in the case of the Iraq War. You know, the American people sent a mandate to Congress to get us out of the Iraq War, but they've done absolutely nothing to make that happen. We're not being represented by the people that are elected.
Well, that and another thing is that our founding fathers said, I've got so many pages and so many quotes here, I don't even know where to begin. But I'm just going to try to, you know, paraphrase a lot of these. A lot of the founding fathers, one of their greatest concerns was that once they created this perpetual union with the Articles of Confederation and then turned that once again into a new national government that was supposed to be the exact opposite of the monarchy in Britain, what they were afraid of was that the discussions and arguments they had to secure our rights and to create this government for us that was supposed to be by and of us as well would cease to exist, that man would become lazy and fat with these liberties and then forget the fact that he was supposed to be a part of that government. And so what we're dealing with now, some 200 years later, is basically just the symptoms of a problem that they foresaw happening way back in the 1700s. And this is an amazing connection with history. The fact that we have a whole bunch of dead guys, you know, that told us that, you know, long before even our great-grandfathers came along, that the problems we're having now would come around and come to pass if we did not continue to have an active, transparent government and people that were aware of their rights and knew how to defend them and would always be involved in the public good. And that's, we totally lost that. I mean, when you have a generation coming up now, which you see the younger kids get as they come up, the worse the public education system's getting, the lower their intelligence levels are getting. And so when you have the people that are ignorant of their rights, you have people that don't know how to defend their rights.
Right.
Because people can't defend something they don't know exists.
Yeah, exactly. And the old adage of those who fail to learn from history are destined to repeat it. It's us to a T. I mean, it is us to a T. And most people think that's for governments and officials to learn from. No, it's for everyday Americans to understand, look, they're supposed to be afraid of us, not us afraid of them. And we've allowed it to become turned around because, again, we're a victim of our own success.
Yep.
You know, we believe ourselves to be, you know, so free, and so the illusion is created that, yeah, you are free, you get to do this and you get to do that. Hey, you don't have people checking your papers yet everywhere you go, but it's coming because we've sat on our butts. And it's not just our generation. It's gotten progressively worse with each generation.
Well, and also in the Constitution, it stipulates that the Congress should meet at least once a year.
Right.
And I think a good point to that, and Michael Badnarik brought that up before in his Constitution class, was that when they say they should meet at least once a year, that means come together once or twice a year to pay the bills, keep the lights on, and then go home.
Right.
Go home. Do not stay in Washington, D.C. 365 days a year and write laws every day just because you have nothing else to do. So in stripping Americans of their rights and liberties, it's been kind of a one-two punch. On one hand, you have the public education system and the consumer culture that we have dumbing people down.
Right.
And on the other hand, you have public policy lawmakers and bureaucrats writing laws like it was going out of business, like it was going out of style.
Yeah.
Hold it right there.
We got a break. Hold it right there, Ethan. We got a break. We'll come back. We'll finish up on the other side. Plus, Vicky in Idaho is going to join us in a couple of minutes right here when we come back on the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Mike Chambers back here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number tonight is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Our guest tonight is Ethan Allen. Ethan, go ahead and pick up your thoughts where we so rudely interrupted you as we were headed to the break.
Gosh darn advertisers.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know, what was I talking about? I'm so scatterbrained tonight, we were talking about the Common Sense Constitution, and I was leading into the point about, come on now. Well, basically, I was about to start a point about the powers of Congress.
Right.
Okay.
And the fact the Constitution says they have to meet at least once a year. They're not supposed to be there camping out.
Right. They're only supposed to meet once a year, they're supposed to meet at least once a year, which basically means that their time in Washington, D.C. should be limited, and then they should go home. Not go home just for like a month or two out of the year to campaign so they can go back to D.C. In fact, most congressmen now don't even live back at home. Once they get elected from their state, respectively, they go to Washington, D.C., and then get a second home there, which becomes basically their home.
Right.
One of my biggest points about Congress has always been, one of the most powerful ones, is Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which stipulates the powers of Congress. Now, this is very simple, and this is very clear. It says, Congress shall have the right and power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States, but all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the United States. To borrow money on the credit of the United States, to regulate commerce with foreign trades and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. And it goes on and on, but basically what does that say? It says the United States Congress, the Congress has the right to maintain and manage our economy and to collect debts and payments and to manage our defense and declare war, to provide and maintain a navy, to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. All of these things now, for whatever reason that we have let slip by, we've given legislative power to the executive office. When people see the president signing an executive order in the White House to do whatever, that's a legislative process because it's a contract done by one branch of a public government that involves the subjects that will that writ will have to enforce over, that has the authority over. So basically, everything that our government does in the executive branch is completely illegal and criminal and unconstitutional, and the Congress, by not having oversight and taking back that legislative authority, is criminal and unconstitutional.
And plus with Congress, too, the bulk of the legislation they passed and what's signed and goes into law is usurping the 10th Amendment rights of the states to be able to take care of their business.
Exactly, because it states in the 9th and 10th Amendments that whatever rights are not granted specifically to the federal government go right back to the states.
Right.
So, I mean, this is real clear-cut stuff here, man. I mean, the Founding Fathers... I guess one of the only problems that they didn't do was not stipulate more strictly limitations on the government. Because they said plenty about what the government can do, but they didn't specify more clearly what the government can't do. Because to me, Article 1, Section 8 is one of the most powerful ones we have in the sense that you can see, using Article 1, Section 8, the fact that we have a criminal liable executive branch and we have a legislative branch that is not doing its job. Which basically makes it an accessory after the fact.
Exactly. Vicki in Idaho, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, yeah, this is an interesting subject. And when you mentioned government secrecy, it triggered me because I've been working on some research. And I found an interesting thing that, in the 1990s, our foreign policy became economic policy.
Right.
And basically, through an executive order, George Bush the First ordered a sell-off of U.S. infrastructure. And all of this free trade business basically is putting our country up for sale. And what I found, what this friend and I found, is that the North American superhighway that they're building, that is more about intelligent highway systems and the tracking of people than it is about actually building roads. And we found that there's a connection between total information awareness and the North American International Trade Corridor Plan.
Certainly, yeah. We've documented that on the show. With a guest I've had by the name of Adam Rott, who's with Oklahoma Corridor Watch, and that's essentially what they're doing because they've been doing it a lot. And they're not just doing it on the NAFTA highway; they're doing it on all interstate construction right now. They're doing a big rebuild of I-40 through Oklahoma City for a section of about 5 or 6 miles, and they're laying tons of conduit for fiber optic cable and the like. And we've got cameras going up all over the place. Right. I mean, you can't go anywhere on the highway anymore.
Right, and it's all for surveillance. But you know the new position, the director of national intelligence, is Mike McConnell.
Right.
He was senior vice president of Booz Allen Hamilton, and he was director of their Infrastructure Assurance Center of Excellence. Well, it was also Booz Allen that worked on total information awareness, and Booz Allen that did the development plan for the North American International Trade Corridor.
Yeah, imagine that. It's all incestuous. Vicki, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Back in a minute, we'll get Ethan's thoughts on the other side. 800-313-9443 is our number right here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
That's the number. If you want to join us tonight here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking with Ethan Allen, who's one of these young guys. I term the young guns of the Patriot Movement. I've mentioned this before. You're 29, right?
Yeah, that's right.
29. Yeah, not even 30. This guy is just a literal encyclopedia of information, and it's my honor to have him on the program. I get to talk with him most every day, but to bring him on here and have him on and talking with you is a big deal. Gary in Tennessee, we'll get to you here in just a second, but I wanted to give Ethan an opportunity to respond to what Vicky had to say before the break about this total information awareness type networks that are going into all of our highways now.
No, Vicky made a very good point because about the North American Union, and that if anybody's read any of the FOIA request papers that Jerome Corsi got, most of these things were initiated through the Commerce Department and the Transportation Department, and then were handed off to private corporations. and to NGOs, which are non-governmental organizations, which have no oversight. And that's one of the most important parts of a transparent government, and is that you have the legislative branch, which is supposed to be the representative body of the people, because they're the elected representatives of us in Washington D.C. that are supposed to represent us and then oversee the various comings and goings of the federal government. And that's another part of another thing that the founding fathers were worried about was the hell, even all the way up to Kennedy and Eisenhower. I mean, Eisenhower spoke about that in his farewell address, that the military-industrial complex, or you could also just say private corporations, would get involved with government and then basically take it over and turn it into their own vehicle for profit and power gain. And the North American Union is just a really sick symptom of that, in that when you hand over when you hand over American roads, which is funny because our roads are public. I mean, you know, when you drive down the highway and you see those adopt the highway signs, I mean, any idiot driving down the street in his pickup truck could go adopt that highway.
Right.
But then again, by adopting that highway, you become responsible for it.
Right.
But see, that's the thing, man. We basically, our Congress, for whatever reason, through bribes, extortion, blackmail, have turned a blind eye to the privatization of our government. And I've debated this thing before with, you know, these Mises Institute libertarian free market types who don't understand how sophisticated this thing has become. Because to most people that consider themselves economic libertarians, they think, well, you either have something, it's either government or it's private. It's
right.
One of the two. But in the papers that I've read in these think tanks, what they've been pushing for years is private-public partnership, the wedding and marriage of the private sector with government for their own gain.
Right, and then you've got the selling of this in the political campaigns where everybody talks about, well, I've run a business. I know how to balance books. You need me in Washington today. And they get up there and, well, okay, we're not balancing books. We're spending more money, guys.
Yeah, where'd that $4.5 trillion from the Pentagon go? Huh, yeah.
It's right. We're doing stuff with it. We can't tell you, but if we told you, we'd have to kill you.
No, I used to think that way, Mike. I used to think that way, but now I've come to the conclusion that I'd rather have a bloated bureaucracy that doesn't know how to tie its own shoelaces than have a government that knows how to manage its books and hide money that they've taken from me.
Right. Yeah, most certainly. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program. Is Gary there? Come in, Gary.
Going once.
Gary, are you there?
I know he's going to say something very important. We got to get him. Come on, Gary.
I know.
Oh, you give me too much credit.
All right, there you go,
Gary. What'd you do, go to the store?
I found it quite interesting. I had a 10-day experience with a 29-year-old. I call him a kid because I'm 65, but he drove all the way from Salt Lake City to Tennessee to shoot a survival video. And I wanted to make a comment.
Sure.
Kids have not been dumbed down. The American people are not dumb. The adults do not have access to the truth and the information. And the kids are getting screwed in school with the education system. That's about all I got to say about that. But it was so refreshing to, after we did the video shoot, sit here and chat. Well, one night we went till 5 in the morning, but
wow.
This 29-year-old, I call him a kid, went toe-to-toe with me on any issue you want to bring up, and he was in agreement with me. I couldn't stump him. He couldn't stump me.
Right.
It was like kind of a intellectual battle, if you will. And it's hard to listen to. I'm predominantly RBN, but I throw some GCN in there once in a while. But you do 100 hours of audio streaming off that computer a week. Tell me I'm not informed. This 29-year-old kid went toe-to-toe with me.
Yeah.
And I just thought that would be a positive thing to bring up, but it's not that the American people are dumb. The kids aren't dumb. Our IQs haven't changed since the 1700s.
And Gary, I think it's our desire to have. I think part of this, what they call the dumbing down process, has been the desire for knowledge, and that you talk to people today, and they just do not have a desire for the knowledge. I mean, they're because they're distracted by so many other things.
I can't disagree with that statement, but it all goes back to the education system. I'm going to tell you something. I had to take a test on the state and federal constitution in grade school and high school before I was allowed to graduate. And it was a tough one.
Yeah.
And it's not that people are dumb. They just don't have control media, unlike RBN and GCN, is withholding information, and what they put out is spin, lies, and disinformation, you name it. But I just wanted to bring a little positive note into here that I spent 10 days with this 29-year-old kid.
When's the video coming out, do you know, Gary?
I don't know. He shot 10 hours in 10 days. And he told me it'd take him 2 months to edit this down.
Right.
And it's going to be probably on Google and YouTube.
Oh, excellent.
And I don't do anything for sale.
I put out
a survival letter that's about 55 pages long now and try
and
to update it.
And people can get it by email, right?
Yeah, I just throw it out as an email attachment. I'm going to give my email address.
I want you to do that, most certainly.
It's graybeard42@bellsouth.net. Now, when you spell graybeard, I had to use an E instead of an A.
Okay.
Because apparently the other one was taken. So it's Greybeard, GREYBEARD 42@bellsouth.net.
Excellent.
You send
All right.
me a request, I'll put you on the mailing list. And this is an ongoing project. I've got 55 pages, and I got a two ad list with 200 items on it yet. And I can't keep up with the information as fast as it's coming in.
Excellent.
So anyway, I thought I'd throw a little positive thing in
I'm glad you did, Gary.
I met Spencer, the 29-year-old kid.
Well, excellent. Gary, thanks for the call. I got a full board, my friend.
All right.
I've got to run the next call. Thanks for calling in. And folks, if you want his newsletter that he's got as an email attachment, it's graybeard42@bellsouth.net. It is Grey beard42@bellsouth.net. Garen in Rhode Island, you're on with us on the Midnight Rider with Mike Chambers and Ethan Allen. Go ahead.
Hey, about the North American Union, Lou Dobbs has been covering this really well, and I don't know if you heard the last Lou Dobbs report on the North American Union. He came out, wow, I mean, you should have seen. He took the gloves off. He said, this is real. He said, it isn't any conspiracy. It's about time people, have to, learn about this. This is the total end of our sovereignty. I mean, he was just going off.
Well, more people need to. But see, over at Fox News, it's okay for them to lie, according to Howard Kurtz. It's okay. Just go right ahead. Tell lies. We don't care. That's fine. We'll accept it as the truth. Go ahead. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, he's been about the only guy in the mainstream that's done anything on the North American Union at all. And you've got other people in the mainstream They've just come out and just totally said that it's a conspiracy. I mean, I heard Glenn Beck on with Tom Tancredo one day, one of our fine Republican presidential candidates, talking about how the North American Union is in itself a conspiracy. They spent 30 minutes talking about how integration with Mexico and Canada is such a wonderful thing, and that it's not, we're not changing currencies and all that. It was a whole nine yards, and it about made me sick. Ethan, what are your thoughts?
Tancredo said that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a traitor. That guy started out kind of sort of on the good side there. Boy, he's really...
Oh, well, he's still against illegal immigration, and that's his one issue.
God, yeah.
Well, Lou Dobbs, they were talking about that. Lou Dobbs went through some names. He said some people have been saying that this is some wild conspiracy theory, and he gave the SBP.gov website, and he said this is for real. And he talked to that about people, certain talk show hosts, saying that this is some sort of wild conspiracy. And he said, I'm here to tell you that this is for real.
Right. Yeah, and to take it as that. Garen, thanks for the... Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead and finish up your thought. We got to move on.
Oh, okay. And then they had the FOIA that Jerome Corsi got, the FOIA information, all that stuff, and they presented that. It was awesome. I mean...
Yeah,
it's great to see that, you know, on a mainstream outlet, you know. But
yes,
okay,
indeed.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you. Yeah, Ethan, what are your thoughts about what we've seen from the media regarding the North American Union, other than Dobbs in the mainstream, and that's the term mainstream is in company smaller amounts every day, but he's been about the only one who's brought this subject up at all.
Well, yeah, the North American Union, it's another good example of highlighting the false left-right paradigm, in the sense that you got people like Olbermann on MSNBC who'll rattle on all day about how evil Bush is and how what a criminal he is, but I have yet to hear one word out of his mouth about the North American Union, and the same for Fox News on the other side. The thing is about the NAU is that Jerome Corsi, he really hit a home run with it because he was actually once one of them. He was a think tanker and a policy institute guy, and he started out going on coast to coast every night talking about how we needed to nuke Iran.
Oh yeah, an Atomic Iran was the name of his book, and his peak oil stranglehold.
Yeah, the peak oil thing too. Yeah, actually started out. I actually used to hate him so much. Whenever he came on coast to coast, I had to turn it off. I couldn't listen
right.
to it. And then for whatever reason, he woke up to this North American Union thing and started researching it. And it really just hit a grand slam, and it's just freaked out the entire establishment.
Yeah, it certainly has. Robert in Utah, welcome to the program. Robert,
there we go.
Utah. There we are. How are you doing?
Now we're on. Just wanted to bring up a couple points and then hang up and listen. One point is this hidden war tax. Wonder if you guys have noticed. It's an amazing thing when money has been approved to fund the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, they just go ahead and print more dollars. They don't create or find real assets from somewhere. All that does is diminish the money that's in my pocket, the money
right.
that's in our bank accounts. They don't create it from somewhere. It's been amazing how seeing prices, you know, I go shopping now, prices everywhere are increasing on everything. Absolutely amazing how the money in my pocket now is worth less because all we're doing is printing more to fund the war over there in Iraq and Iran.
Yeah.
Iran, oh my word, Afghanistan. Another issue I wanted to touch on. There's some friends of mine. There's an organization called NATO Indian Nation. That's NATO.
Okay.
In fact, they have a website, natoindiannation.com. As I understand it, the federal government has a map, and they show all the treaties that do exist between the American Indians, right, and the U.S. government. Did you know that more than half of this nation was never put under treaty?
No, you know, that I did not know.
It's absolutely amazing. I've been watching this for years and years, okay, and I think this is a piece of the puzzle. It's not the whole puzzle. I think it's a piece. A significant piece, like the Commerce Department. Check it out. Who's in charge of the census, right? The Commerce Department, right?
Right.
So So when our birth certificates are signed and sent back there and held as commodities, traded as commodities, you know, we're the assets that back up the debt. Mountain regions and bodies of water have been sold off as collateral for the debt this country has. I think it's going to be needed, the sovereignty that the American Indians have, in order to rescue the pickle we have found ourselves in. But few are even aware of the sovereignty that's like under the table, like scraps, just lying on the floor. And I think it's going to be needed. I think it's going to be significant. One place to check out is NATO, NATOIndianNation.com. For sure, the Bureau of Indian Affairs has a copy of this. Absolutely. More than half of this nation was never put under treaty by them.
Okay,
the question
right.
is, when will they stand up and bring to bear their sovereignty, right?
That's a good question. Robert, thanks for the call. We're going to grab a break, get Ethan's comments on the other side. Dave in Arizona, you're in the wings on the On Deck Circle, so don't go anywhere. More to come when we come back. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment for this hour on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number is 800-313-9443. Our guest tonight is Ethan Allen. And Ethan, you know, this whole North American Union thing, the mere fact that it is being proposed, that in and of itself is entirely a huge violation of the Constitution itself.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that for me to see the criminality in the government is for them to turn such a blind eye to our request to find out what it's all about. And they've used the media now to basically tell us that anybody who's interested in it or wants to know more about it is basically just a kook. And we're really living in some really, like, just cuckoo times, and not just because of the stuff that's going on, because we know that there's substantial evidence to prove that this thing exists. I mean, hell, the North Carolina Transportation Board has already issued out their North American Union licenses, driver's licenses. They even have a little hologram thing on the sticker on the front, and it has Mexico, Canada, and the United States on the front of it.
They claim that everybody in North America will have one.
Our own transportation boards within the states of our great country would not be issuing these things if it was just some big conspiracy theory.
Exactly.
I mean, they're already issuing these new safety licenses to the trade licenses to the truckers going through our corridors now. I mean, even to the American drivers who, for the most part, don't know anything about it. You know. What do they call it? Inter-American or intercontinental safety licenses or whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, just permission to take our jobs away. Yep. Dave in Arizona, welcome to the program, sir. You're on with us on the Midnight Rider.
Yes, sir. Just want to make a few comments. I thought your guest for a minute was one of these Ron Paul von Mises nuts. and I understand that he's clarified that for me. The only problem I have with what he's saying is that he seems to be enamored by this country, this great country of ours. And I would just like to set him a little bit straight on this. This never was a great country. It was never started by great founding fathers. When they spoke of we the people, they spoke of rich white landowners. Those were we the people back then. This country has never been a great country. It never will be a great country until the people take over the country. This, when he talks about the congressman going up there and writing laws, I defy him to find one law that's written for American citizens. Every one is written for corporations. That's why you've got people up there running the hallways with gangs of money. They're the ones that get the laws. There's no law for a common man, and they do everything they can to stop it. So what we need to do is first understand that we don't have a great country. Now, the next thing we need to do is determine how we're going to start one. And to do that, then the next and final thing we need to do is to get all the people rounded up that have done anything. And I'm not just against George Bush. I don't like Democrats. I don't like Libertarians. I don't like Republicans. I don't like any of them. There's none of them any good. Every one of them needs to be put up before a firing squad and shot because they don't have the interest of the people at heart. And when I say the people, I mean blacks, I mean women, I mean anybody. Anybody that breathes air is a people to me. And that's not what the founding fathers had. Most of these guys that were founding fathers were part of a secret society. And you can go back and check it. There's pictures of them. They were proud of it. And there's even correspondence where they said, "Oh, it's great that the organization has a future in this new country of ours." And when they said ours, they didn't mean me and you.
Okay? Right, Dave. Thanks for the call, Ethan. Go ahead and respond. We got about 30 seconds here, and we'll hold it over the break.
Well, I've done research on that. There were There were 56 founding fathers who signed the Declaration of Independence. 9 of them were Freemasons. So, just add the math up.
Yeah, and we'll come back and talk more about it here in 70 seconds. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, if you want to join the program, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. With